I'm Pastor Tim, and welcome to The Two Greatest. This is episode 307, Sitting in a Tree. I bet we all have some fond memories and maybe some not so fond memories of trees. I know I do. I remember sitting in a big oak tree in our front yard on Gray Street in Danville, Illinois, after I was in big trouble with Mom. Well, that didn't work too well. She just waited me out, and then I got what was coming to me. Or there was the time I fell out of a pear tree in the neighbor's backyard and broke my left arm. I'm left-handed, so that didn't work out too well either. Who knew that fruit trees were more brittle? Obviously not me. And in our front yard today, we have a bappa tree. That's what I call it. It's a maple tree with a nice spot that I can reach while holding a child in my arms. I can place a grandchild there in the nook of that tree, and while they're there setting up high and all, we can have a nice chat in the bappa tree. You probably have your own tree memories, don't you? This podcast is called The Two Greatest after the two greatest commandments, which are to love God with all of our heart, soul, mind, and strength, and to love our neighbor as ourselves. Sometimes loving well means not just sitting in a tree. There are times where it's easy to want to climb a tree and watch the world go by. Because when you're sitting in a tree, it kind of gives you the feeling of being above it all, removed, in a different kind of space and place. But maybe Jesus is calling you to come down from your tree and walk with him to a new life of love. Give me about five minutes to slow down, tell you a story, share a thought, hear a portion of God's word, ask you a great question, pray with you, and then give you a challenge to love God and love other people that come across your path in a more meaningful and deep way today. In Luke chapter 19, we find the story of a short guy named Zacchaeus who lived in Jericho. Now he was a scoundrel. He was a cheat. He was a traitor to his own people. He sold his soul to the Romans for monetary gain. He was the lowest of the low. But the Bible says he was seeking to see Jesus. And Jesus was coming his way. But being vertically challenged, I resemble that remark, he decided to climb a tree. Now the Bible doesn't say Zacchaeus had any intention of speaking with Jesus or encountering Jesus or being changed or challenged by Jesus. It simply says he wanted to see Jesus. And sitting in a tree is a good spot for that. But Jesus had other ideas. He didn't want Zac to stay a cheater, an outcast. He wanted him to know his love and experience his forgiveness. So Jesus said, "Zacchaeus, hurry and come down, for I must stay at your house today." Zac did, and the rest, as they say, is history. But what I want you to focus on for just a minute is Zacchaeus' choice. The choice he had to come down or keep sitting in a tree. He could have said, I'm good, Jesus, no thanks. Or, I appreciate the offer, but you know, the house is a mess and Mrs. Zac wouldn't want us to pop in on her like that. Or, Jesus, hey, I'm glad I got to see you and meet you, but that's really all I'm looking for. Of course, none of that conversation happened because he didn't stay sitting in a tree, because he came down and his life was turned around. Here's the great question. Is there a tree you've been sitting in, just watching, that Jesus wants you to come down so you can talk about it and experience true transformation and change? Let's pray this prayer adapted from Partners in Hope. Heavenly Father, it's such a comfort to know that you never change, even though we and our world around us is always changing. We are so easily influenced by our out-of-control things that have disappointed us and disturbed us. So strengthen us with courage to overcome tests and trials. And in every moment, including the challenging ones, help us remember that your grace and your love are enough for us, and your promises will not fail us. We are forever grateful that you care for us. Give us the courage to climb down from our tree and walk with thee into the future you have for us. In Jesus' name, amen. I hope you'll join me tomorrow for episode 308. And in the meantime, you don't have to seek Jesus' attention. You've already got it. But you do have a choice. You can watch Jesus pass by and not come down to deal with the baggage of your life. Or you can believe that he loves you, truly loves you, and he knows you, and that he is for you, and that he's inviting you to come down. And you can find grace and stop just sitting in a tree.